you'll get screwed up again sometime.
That's right. That's right. That makes sense. I don't care. I understand. I don't care if the Republican or Democrat. The point is, you screwed it up.
Yeah. work with that reality.
I think actually, I answered the egg question at the yes and the is about right. In other words, I didn't jump to the opportunity to say, well, that is wrong and criticizing the press. I backed him up. But then I went on to say, well, I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to stay above battle. I think that's the right attitude on this point. You know, some of our hard ads, hardliners would like me to give the press a kick in the ass. What's in it for me, Bob?
Nothing.
There's nothing.
It frees me. And that's the kind of thing Bill would agree with you, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the point he's kind of making. He feels that we all want to get out, which we do. There's nobody around here kicking.
No, I don't think so. But it was very nice to him.
Well, what are we? We need a loan.
Do we?
And Ron does. And Ron's, Ron's tough on him. But he doesn't take him on. And he never takes him on unfairly. He never does any blanket indictment. He never does any, the press is wrong.
That's what,
what he does is he says, you misreported that story because... You can't fault anybody. We'd have to be out of our minds if we didn't come up on those and try to correct the errors. The attitudes, we got to work against those. But where you get to the, it's a great round where you get to the very tough thing. What do you do about the TV network guys who are there and can't do it? They're going to be covering us. Dan Ryder and Herb Caplow and Tom Jarrett. Walker point and the rest of Bill Manning. What do you do about that? I depended on them in a way. Because what they go out and say you think is what people think you think, regardless of what you really think. Straighten it out once every month or so when you get on TV. But in the 29 days in between, they got the chance to hammer away at what they're saying.
Let's have this though. I think part of the thing is right. I think he ought to go. I don't think he's ballsy enough, pharmacy enough to be the Secretary of Agriculture Salesman in the campaign. He's got a little question about that to fight for. So can we, I'll tell you who you can talk to about this, is Bill Rogers. It was very close to heart because of the current situations in on Bill. Politically, it's just best that what he thinks do with his time worth for him. If he does, he ought to take the presidency for him. He really should. And after all, Bob, too,
spending 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. He's done a good job, and he goes out on a high note. There's that. Where my pal is, Julian, Christian and I were talking to him last night about the disability. It's different from others. He actually feels strongly. He says, Bill, just never miss an opportunity to do televised on the ground. That bangs night after night after night. And that no matter how you do it, and it's the point that I make, Bob, is that people gotta understand is that you can't expect me to get up and work my butt off to try to do scintillate each time, but just be up there and be solid and strong. You know what I mean?
But you do. That's what bothers me. And I agree with Pat that you do scintillate every time, whether you're on TV or not. So it's a damn shame not to be on TV.
I can do better though. Sometimes I'm sharper than other times, but I cannot be as sharp. I cannot be razor sharp each time. And, you know, our people...
Well, you can be damn near razor sharp. The thing you can't do, which is what people keep looking at, is you can't talk each time.
No, I don't.
You can't make each one be better than anything.
Okay, because the question's big about, see, that's the one thing.
So some are not going to be as good as others.
Some are going to be as exciting. Some are going to be not as
much. Just at times, the public interest in the government.
But the president up there whacking away before that television, I think it's our only answer. I just don't think others, I think Rogers going. I'd like to see Mr. Christie go on the news hour. No, I guess not. And then let him have a press conference. But their point is that we should go. So,
I agree.
Well, we have this editors going that way. I mean, it may be that we missed an opportunity to be on again to be in a different format, but what the hell? Tonight will be an appropriate day to go on again. Agreed?
Yep.
Wheels are white. Maybe, on television.
Sure.
I suppose.
And follow it up in a couple of days, or a day.
It's often good that we just have that at the press, as your television appearance for the week.
Follow it up the following week with the press center, or something like that.
The thing about the radio things, as I told you, if you can get that, some of those speeches ready to go, that's going to be a hell of a good way to say that we are communicating with the nation and holding me. That's the way to handle the cotton and you think about it. And all those other throwaways that we want to do, you know, high place. To say that as far as our friends were concerned, we had quite a big damn radio audience for this other thing. That's it. She talked to Elaine, and she said everybody out there heard on the radio that she talked to. Well, I said, well, of course, Pat, that's our friends.
That's all right. That's,
and, well, that's not bad. Work on. That's not bad, too. You know,
better than having to call them up on the air, by the one,
the hairdresser, interview, so forth and so on. You see, the radio audiences could turn out to be...
We could have had a bigger audience than we think, too.
Yeah,
the only estimate we got is what a normal audience would be. And there was substantial advance publicity on it.
That's why I heard
that you're going to be on radio tonight and that kind of thing. And that could well have ginned up a bigger radio audience than normal.
Oh, well, for example, the cabinet people all were in debt. They tuned in the radio. Henry was in a debt. They tuned in the radio and listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like old days, isn't it? The tuning
we used to do that all the time. Well, I remember that.
Yeah, they used to tune in Roosevelt.
Those soft and the price spikes were the two things that you always interrupted dinner and listened to.
The price spikes, yeah.
Or the Lewis spikes, you always had to stop. And then we always used to listen to Hitler. Didn't understand a word of it, but boy, I remember hearing him screaming and hollering. Sit there in utter fascination listening to Hitler. The transmission was bad.
The JCs.
Yep.
Pretty much falls off. That's his problem. He's just a real sweet, nice guy.
He's going to help in the campaign and farm them. We need somebody who will help, not just somebody who won't hurt.
Oh, they don't fight.
Yeah.
Fight the Democratic candidate and say, by God, that's a lie.
It's a place that us directors and our agriculture would be a positive difference.
see that